Visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com. You can get peace of mind today for less.
Championship football is on KCNR 1460 this Saturday night. It's the West Valley Eagles hosting the Central Valley Falcons in the Northern Section Division II Championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, and my broadcast colleague, Denny Brugman, at 6:30 for pregame with kickoff at 7 live from the pasture in Cottonwood. Valley Bowl Part 2, West Valley and Central Valley, Saturday night right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460. Coming up Tuesday at 6 p.m. on the NorCal Sports Show, we're talking high school football. Championship weekend is right around the corner, and we'll have all the latest on the local teams looking to bring home a section title. We'll be joined by the head coach of the undefeated Enterprise Hornets, Darren Trueblood, and longtime West Valley Eagles coordinator, Jim Vert. Most of all, we want to hear from you. 605-4567 is the number. Again, 605-4567. It's the NorCal Sports Show, right here on the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, KCNR land. 7:23 in the morning. Love you being with us here. We're really excited. We're going to have a Cascade Christmas come in a little bit, hear those angelic of voices. It is 37 degrees in this portion of the show. It's brought to you by Red and Crack Master Windshield and Repair. Go see Jeff. Tell him that we sent you. He can fix cracks from chips up to 24 inches. And he's located at 3208 Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. What's on your mind?
You're so cute. You know, I just I'm watching you read that. And you're just bouncing around
well,
here.
Well, I mean, I know Jeff. I think Jeff is great. It's hard
he is
to
a good guy.
I don't have to read good it. Guy. I can tell you about it. We're real excited about the cast coming up in a minute, but yeah. I know you got a vent.
Home value. Well, there's a couple things. Home values are up here in Shasta County. Median price is around $200,000. $202,000, first time since like 2009 it's gone over that. Unfortunately, sales are slow because of a variety of reasons. You know, I saw the road closed down by the library yesterday. I was driving out around there, and it was, it must have been around 1. And it turns out that they noticed a suitcase by the library. And the library, and so it was unattended. It was laying against the library wall. They reported it, so they blocked off the traffic. It could have been a bomb. Sent in the robot. Robot really couldn't tell because it was back in the bushes. So a guy walked in there in his EOD costume and took x-rays, and it turns out it was empty. But it's these kind of things that, you know, that take, so they closed the library down for hours and the streets down for hours for that one incident. But, you know, can you take a chance? I'm not sure anymore. You read about the woman in Oakland at the Oakland Raiders game. Yes, I know the Oakland team sucks, but not to the point where you should try to throw yourself off the third deck. But she did. She went out to the area where the fans aren't supposed to be right after the game, stood out on a ledge, and she jumped. Well, there were some people underneath her, and this man was looking at her, 61-year-old, Vietnam veteran, former Marine, leapt forward to try to break her fall. And even though that they collided and he probably slowed her down, she is in intensive condition and intensive care unit. He was giving interviews, thank goodness for him, and his whole arm is just bruised like you can't believe. And they asked him why he did it. He said, well, you know, he looked up there, he saw that, and he said, you know, he says, Marine training takes over. He says, I felt I had to do something, and he did. He went up and he tried to break her fall from that. You know, act of heroism. So the Oakland Raiders, same a bunch of, Oakland Raider goodies, shirts and stuff like that. But it's these kind of things that when you see this guy didn't think about it. He just thought about helping somebody that obviously was in trouble. And he tried to save her life. Of course, when you've got a body that's falling from that height, you don't think about the impact it's going to have on you. He just thought about helping that other person. And I think that's a good Thanksgiving story, frankly. Here's a man that didn't even know this person, and he tried to rescue her, knowing that he could have been, knowing that he probably could have been hurt. I mean, if he had thought about it for a second. But his training, but also his innate, there was something inside him that had him step forward to do that. I think that's just magnificent, frankly.
It is, and I love the fact that, some of the news agencies would say Marine, and then some say Stockton. Was it Stockton man?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I think so. Okay. Yeah, something like that.
Another thing I just wanted to share with you, Thanksgiving stories. We were watching, Carl loves to cook and I love to cook. And so we're trying to figure out this Thanksgiving, of course, besides traditional, what we're going to be doing. Cause we're doing a cooking this year. And we were watching, Bobby Flay and there were four different chefs that were doing what's called Thanksgiving Live. On, I think it was the Food Network, and we were having a great time watching it because they were doing their twists, and it was so wonderful to see these people that are all stars getting along, having a great time, putting their fingers in the food, tasting things, and is a little passionate. They were doing some side stories. In fact, it's actually covered today, some of these things about what to look out for if you're turkey roasting or about the fires that can happen.
The frying the turkeys.
And also they showed some excerpts, some videos of people who have their ovens on fire. And what do you do if your oven catches on fire? What do you do if your oven catches on fire, Carl?
If my oven catches on fire.
Don't say you run, please.
I take the fire extinguisher that is in the kitchen, that is right there for that type of thing, and I spray it. If it's a fire on top of the stove, you try to smother it out. But the big thing is you should have a fire extinguisher somewhere around there. So other people will say take flour.
Flour.
Put flour on it. Best part of last night. And by the way, that's our exciting night of Carl and Linda Bott. We sit there and watch the Food Network about the Thanksgiving.
After the game.
But one of the parts was this girl who is this, she was a very outward, very exuberant type of chef, young. She's back there cooking and then you kind of see her in the background. She's over by the sink. Huge studio. They have sinks and everybody's cooking different turkeys. She's over by the sink and then there's, everybody's talking and then she's still over by the sink with her back to everybody. And then now there's somebody, one of the sous chefs is there talking to her.
It's live, by the way.
And he's talking to her and all that. Well, it turns out she just whacked her finger really good with a knife.
Cut it deeply, obviously. Yeah, she was getting faint.
Getting faint, so they took her off the stage and brought her back later.
And she said what they did is they put her in a cool room, put her finger up, and gave her orange juice, and she said, "It just took me right back. I feel much better." But she's able
exciting?
To rejoin the show. Well, no, it was a great, helpful hint because there's a lot of knife wielding and chopping and all those kinds of things that go on with the big meal.
Well, we're going to have, we hope, the Cascade Christmas people out there. I think they're out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
We're
going to
have them in. But you know what? Be thinking about us. We're going to be here, of course, tomorrow, the day before Thanksgiving. We will not be here. We'll do best of. But we'll be here the day after Thanksgiving to listen to your stories, and it's going to be an open line show. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that are happening, but this we can talk about Thanksgiving. But what I'd really like you to do before we take this break is think about, hey, do you have cans of food and all those kind of things laying on? Is it time just to gather it up today? Get it down to the Good News Rescue Mission. Get it down to the Salvation Army. I think it's time. You still got time. I think they can still use it. We'll be right back.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, "Oh yeah, I heard it on the internet." Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Storm Water Program.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, good morning. 37 degrees.
Yes. What does that mean?
It means that it's cold out there. That's what it means. It means that it's time to go
down. Let me give you a
down.
Forecast. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 62. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures 43. Partly sunny tomorrow with 62. And mostly cloudy Wednesday night. Now, here's where we're going with the Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're still
going. No. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, 67. We love this because when you have your house full of people, you want to be able to go outside. And then we can have the storm hit. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Friday, again, it's mostly sunny, 65. Friday night, and so Saturday, mostly sunny. So here we're heading with the fabulous Thanksgiving weekend. We still have those fabulous colors. We haven't had the storms come through and blow off too many of the leaves. So when people come to visit, you're going to have a spectacular Thanksgiving. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends are warm customers.
Yeah, our friends are warm customers.
And veteran discounts and senior discounts at Shasta
right.
Gas Propane.
Locally owned, family operated right here is Shasta Gas Propane. You've got Cascade Christmas.
do you see what happens in the morning? Jana and Alan, welcome to the show this morning. Get in there.
Hey. Hi. Good morning.
You know what? I said this before at the break, and I just have to say it, out into radio land. Here, Jana, director, creator of, I don't know how you do it, mother, owner of the of your winery business, your wine business. Tell us about your business for a second.
Sure.
Alan.
Yeah, so Vintner Cellar, corner of California and Placer. You can come in and do wine tasting. We're now featuring 7 local wineries as well as making our own wine. So you can do some really great wine tasting.
And wow.
We're 1 block from the Cascade Theater, so come have a glass of wine before the show.
What's your deadline if people want to do the bottles where they get their special labels, which we always get from our neighbors and love it?
A lot of people like to make wine and to do that. And if you wanted to make wine, then the deadline has passed.
Okay.
However, you can still come in and buy bottles and get them custom labeled. You don't get to participate in the full winemaking process, which is always fun, but you can still custom label for the holidays.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Love that.
You can always do that like the day that you come in, so that deadline doesn't pass until the day before Christmas.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a great Christmas present. Okay, so Vintner Cellar. So here you are, this beautiful couple, new parents. Well, was he 2 now?
He's almost 2.
Oh, my gosh. He's still just a baby. I just remember when you came in here with child.
I know.
We thought you were ready to launch child.
Yeah, and
first for radio.
And then creator of the Cascade Christmas. So let's talk about the show, the most anticipated show of the year that everyone looks so forward to. You always change it up. You come up with new scenes. You come up with new ideas. The dancers are fabulous. The singers are fabulous. I got tickets for Thanksgiving night. The day after Thanksgiving, my folks are in town, and I said, this is like Radio City Music Hall in Reading. I think that's a pretty good... Don't you think that's a good attaboy?
I think that's a really good description of it, yeah.
Okay, so let's hear about this year.
This year, like you said, it's an entirely new script, new costumes, new scenes, and backdrops, and songs, and dances. I think we have probably the strongest dancing and singing cast that we've ever had before. We have a cast of over 41, which is the largest we've ever had. And this year the first act features Santa taking us through all different Christmas traditions, and then the second act we are introduced to all the scenes by different letters that children write from all around the world. So it's really cute. It's a really touching show. It's has something for everyone. It has a little bit of, there's a can-can number this year, which is really the candy cane can-can. That's fun. We have a whole Grinch section. We have a tribute to White Christmas this year. It's really beautiful.
Well, see, it's so professional. It's so professional that you can take this and just remove it for a minute that we're in Redding, California, and take this. It could be, again, it's kind of like reminded me of a show that I saw last year, Fiddler on the Roof, that just reminded me that I could be in the Bay Area, LA, you know, where you have a great pool and to pull from of great actors and talent and directors and set designers and all of that. So the Cascade Christmas goes by so quickly. It just puts you in the spirit so wonderfully. Alan, what are you doing in the play?
Well,
what do you want to call it? The play, the musical, the performance?
The show. My role is always technical and moral support to the director. So when the show comes into the theater, there's a lot of technical aspects that I think, you know, the public doesn't really realize what it takes to put on a show like this, as far as, you know, getting all the backdrops hung and getting all of the special effects in place and making sure all the props are working. So when they move into the theater, I come in and help make sure that all that stuff comes together and that the performers, like one of the costumes has been a challenge, and we've been, you know, customizing it for each performer so that it fits to their head properly, so when they're dancing, their costume doesn't fall off.
And it's huge.
There's just all little details like that that I try to help out with and make sure that Janet gets her sleep and eats.
Technical director. Now, is this with an orchestra or is it taped?
This is pre-recorded music.
So that right there, I don't think people realize, to be able to have things queued up and to, I mean, if some people think it's easier, there's a challenge to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Everything is synced to the second.
Yep. Right. So so if you can go in your, and we're going to take a break, but when we come back, for your director's book, you can go to 2:15 of the third hour or the second hour, and you know at 2:15 it's this particular thing, which is awesome, but there again, you have to have the brain. Both of you have the brains to be able to figure out, to go through the director's book and everybody following it. So there's so much that goes into a production. We're so excited about that. We're going to be right back. We have our director and technical advisor of the Cascade Christmas.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 1460. I'm so excited. It used to be my opening number.
This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, what can I say? You know, it's your neighbors making great deals for you. Your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, and Ford dealership right down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177 if I could mention how good, excellent, and even outstanding their service department is at Redding Crown Motors. Good people down there. Hey, big Thanksgiving sales going on down there, too. You can go down there and gobble it all up. I just made that up.
That's all right. I'm looking at you.
I know. You're just looking at me. Okay. We're back here with our cast.
Get an A
Christmas
for charming.
Jen Alert. Hey, good morning.
And Alan.
Good morning. And Alan, her technical advisor. You know,
business partner, husband, and father of her child,
and all of those things, and former Navy. Is it Navy?
I was a civilian employee and contractor for the Navy. Yeah, I worked for the Navy for 5 years.
That's right. And you can't tell you what he did, or he'd have to shoot you.
That's right.
That's right.
You did IT and programming, right? That you created software.
He can't tell you. He told me.
Yeah, actually, I worked for the IT department for the Navy, and then right now I actually work for a Silicon Valley startup for mobile applications.
Yeah, you're just a brainiac. A cute brainiac. But you know what? Brainiacs really, you know, I like that. You're not, you know, when is a crossover from geek, cute, brainiac, / Jana's going to marry you and have your child, and you guys are going to create this empire together.
Keep talking this. She keeps, you know, and child, having this child.
They do. They have
child.
A darling baby who is I forgot the name.
Avon.
Avon is your son, and he is hanging out there when you guys are in the theater.
Oh, my gosh.
That kid was born in the trunk. Was that kid born in the trunk backstage or what?
I have him the day after he started Hairspray.
Yeah.
He was just waiting.
There's a great
until I was ready.
Great article in Joy Magazine. I'm not sure which year this was, but at Vintner Cellar and Cascade Christmas, Jana Puccini Laird. And did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, that was last month.
Yeah, last month.
This month.
Okay. Oh, this month, okay.
Enjoy Magazine.
It's in it. Yeah, I mean, it's a great photo and a great article about it. But you know what? You are involved in some of the finest entertainment here in Reading. And Reading has a lot of good entertainment coming through here. How did you, why is it, what is it that you can do running a business, a child, and having a happy marriage and doing all these things? How can you do all this stuff? Bottle it?
Oh gosh. I don't know. Cause I don't even know how I do it. You just do it. Yeah. It's just like being a parent. How do you do it? You just do it, right?
Some things work, some things don't.
Absolutely.
Throw out the things that don't.
And luckily I am blessed to have an incredible support system.
Yeah.
With Alan and my family and there's no way I could do it without him. So.
Yeah, it's true because you're only as good as your team. So when you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you say, Alan, got this great idea for Act 3. He's not just, you know, blowing you off like, oh,
stop it already. He's writing it down with you.
Yes.
He's right there with you. That is awesome.
You get those 3:30 wake up calls too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just wondered.
Except for Carl grunts. That's the Marine thing. I'm just kidding, honey. Come on. All right, so let's talk about the performance. And it starts the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we have how many? 2 weeks of performances?
Yes, we open Black Friday. There's a show Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and then two on Saturday, and then one on that Sunday, and then the following Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And something unique we're doing this year is after all the matinee performances, anyone can come up on stage and visit with Santa after the 2 p.m. show, and you can bring your camera and you can get your picture taken with him.
That's great.
And our good friend Victoria is Mrs. Claus.
Yes. This is her third year.
She's wonderful.
She loves it.
Caretaker of Snooki.
Snooki.
So that's our baby girl.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Were you going to talk?
No, go.
I mean,
you got
continuously?
That's what wives do. So go ahead.
I was just, on the Christmas show. So you're going to start, it's going to start on the day after, on Saturday, or is it the day after Thanksgiving?
The day, it's on Friday.
It's on Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to try and get that jump like all the, department stores are and destroy Thanksgiving?
No.
And
we are going the day after Thanksgiving.
What do you think about that? You're in the business and all that, but having everybody, I mean, they're charging out there.
I once sent an email on, I think it was like Thanksgiving because I had it automated and it just went out. And I got my hand slapped by so many customers, like, that's our day, don't send a marketing email. I was like, I totally get it, I'm sorry, that was my mistake. Like, I just, the fact that they're opening on Thanksgiving, I had a thought about it. I said, you know, it's actually good, because by next year, no one will care about Black Friday anymore, because everyone will just be open all the way through. So hopefully we can stop having to worry about it, but I think it's crazy. They're taking away the family day.
I think we all deserve one day a year to all come together as a family.
Well, you know how to make sure they don't do it next year. Don't go out on Thursday.
Exactly.
Make it a terrible mistake for them.
Vote with your feet.
Yeah. I reposted that thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Don't shop on Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, you know what? I think we're friends in there someplace, and if I see it, I'll do it too.
Yeah.
The other thing about that is to me, was it going to be next year? Is that you come in, you buy $100 worth of something from Macy's that we're going to give you a cooked turkey you can just take home.
Oh, boy.
So you can start it at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Not only do you buy the clothing and all this on a great sale, we're going to give you a turkey dinner to take home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The terrible thing is the employees. I mean, can you imagine being told you have to come in and work on Thanksgiving?
It's like, that's what I'm appalled about. Yeah.
Well, all the years in show business, Thanksgiving was always off, but they always worked Thanksgiving weekend. So I always knew that, you know, just doing clubs, singing, and Friday was the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, it is.
That's when you're hitting your, people are ready after they've done the dinner. And that's what they're trying to change psychologically. And so we will make a stand that Thanksgiving is our day. Friday, then we can start the tree and we can start the wrapping and we can. I almost did my Christmas a week early, you know, so to be ready for Thanksgiving. But I love that I stayed my ground. We're going to wait. We're going to do Thanksgiving and we'll come back. We're going to kick it off because we are attending opening night for a Cascade Christmas. And when we come back, we're really excited to talk more with Jenna. And with Alan Laird, and she is the director, and he is the technical advisor for the Cascade Christmas, which is the spectacular show that we wait year-round for. So we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to give away tickets. Be waiting for that little sign to give a call.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all the portable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, Come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advance Power Redding is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Redding, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Redding. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 37 degrees out there. It is Tuesday, the 26th of November. And what's this mean? Thanksgiving and Cascade Christmas. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down there have a great in-store deli. You can get super sandwiches down there. Of course, they are the North State's nutrition experts. The largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. Plus, the amazing Foods for Life that was started there by Vicky. And it is sweeping through California. This is wonderful tasting gluten-free mixes that you can use in your, for breakfast, for lunches, for desserts. But it's all gluten-free. Give them a call at 244-9141 for Orchard Nutrition. Or stop by 221 Locust Street, which is right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right in that general area. Again, Orchard Nutrition.
Our guests this morning are Jana and Alan Laird. Jana's the director of Cascade Christmas. And so we're really excited. We were going to have some cast members on today, but as you know, they're saving their voices because opening night is Friday. Just a few days away, and we're really excited about that. How long is the show?
The show is almost exactly 2 hours, including the intermission.
Okay, so that's real, you know, and it's, what a spirit, what a spirit. What would you say if, because we're going to give tickets away here, we're going to take callers, and what we're going to do is get vouchers. We have one set that will cover any of the opening night weekend. Is that true? Mm-hmm. Like Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, your choice, but you have to go to the Cascade Christmas to get the
Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater box office to get the vouchers. So first caller here, 605-4567, will get you two tickets. The Cascade Christmas, you know what a great night that is coming in. Jana, what would you say is your favorite number?
And a phone number.
If you had to give your favorite number of the show, what would it be?
Oh gosh. There's actually two. There's a full authentic Victorian number where every Ooh. Single costume was hand designed and crafted by Ooh. Cindy Sumption. She used to be the dance project costume designer. She's really great with color and design. And so that is one of the numbers. And the other one is a full Grinch medley. Really fun.
Okay, Bob, we're going to take the phones are flying off. That's how popular the show is. We're going to take one more call and give one more set of tickets away. So the next caller, 605-4567. Phones are flying off the hook here. I feel like we're on a
Ricky,
like a
drive. Ricky, you won the first one. And,
Jeez.
Ricky, you won the first one. And we'll tell everybody what you have to do here in just a minute or two. So stay on, stay listening. Jenna and Alan Laird are our guests. Cascade Christmas, plus their business people with Vintners. Wonderful business there. You can make your own wine plus buy it and, food and everything else down there right on the corner of California and Placer. That's an ideal area.
Yeah,
right
and plus
there.
You do great music. You've got a whole, you guys have really got your vibe going on. You know what? You're leaders of the community and we just really appreciate you guys keeping your fingers in it and making it better. So thanks. I know you guys are going to be till 10 o'clock tonight in rehearsals. Thanks for coming on. That's what you do. Again, it's amazing. But
we're going to be there Friday night.
Friday night, my folks are coming.
So will be Ricky and Rudy. Here's what you have to do. We're going to put your names and give it to Jenna or take it down to Cascade, your first names and your phone number. And you head on down to the Cascade box office, Cascade Theater box office. You will have the tickets waiting for you and it can be any of the days. Tell us again.
There are ticket vouchers that you can use for any day this weekend.
Any day this weekend.
Which would be Friday night.
Saturday.
There are two shows on Saturday and a matinee on Sunday.
Yes.
So you have your choice. So
four different performances.
Congratulations, Ricky and Rudy.
Yeah. Good. And those tickets will be available after noon today.
After noon today.
We're going to give that sheet of paper to our Jenna. One more thing to think of. Oh, you guys, it's so exciting. Break a leg. We'll be there cheering for you. And any closing thoughts here?
No, just everyone have a great Thanksgiving weekend. And if you have family in town, think about doing something different and coming down as a family and enjoying the show.
Well, we are coming down as a family. And thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Aww.
This is, what you bring here is joy and happiness. And, and you do a lot of it, most of it. You're doing it out of your own basic goodness and wanting to have something really great for our community. And we appreciate it so much.
When are auditions
so
for
you.
Next year?
August. And I expect to see you there, Linda.
Okay. I just know it's a huge commitment, but I think I'm ready.
It is a huge commitment.
It's a time commitment for everybody. And we think about all those actors and actresses and singers and dancers and all the people involved in the theater production. It takes months, and we appreciate so much.
And we got to take a break here for the news.
Thanks,
and we'll be
Jenna
right back
Ellen.
With Mark Story.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Winter storm warnings are up through tomorrow afternoon for portions of the eastern half of the United States, thanks to a storm that came out of the west, leaving at least 11 people dead in its wake. Brian Cordy with the National Weather Service.
A lot of heavy rain or very heavy rain is expected with the system, with some totals in places probably approaching 3 to 5 inches.
And meanwhile, the storm is blamed for several deaths in western states. Before moving to the east, it is expected to disrupt many people's Thanksgiving Day travel plans. President Obama touting the weekend deal on Iran's nuclear program, even though it's meeting a lot of resistance on Capitol Hill.
Despite skepticism among some in Congress and deep criticism from some allies, including Israel, the president said negotiating with Iran was the right thing to do.
We cannot close the door on diplomacy. And we cannot rule out peaceful solutions to the world's problems.
Speaking in San Francisco, he said the agreement is a first step toward a comprehensive plan that would resolve the international community's concerns over Iran's nuclear program.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting also at SRNNews.com. U.S. homebuilders plan to build apartments in October at the fastest pace in 5 years. The Commerce Department says plans to build houses and apartments were approved at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $1.034 million. U.S. consumers' confidence in the economy fell in November to the lowest level in 7 months.
The Conference Board says its index of consumer confidence declined to 70.4 from 72.4 in October after reaching a five-year high of 80. 82.1 in June. Confidence has now fallen for three straight months. Americans are expressing more concerns about hiring and pay increases in the coming months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Consumers' confidence closely watched because consumer spending accounts for about three-quarters of economic activity. On Wall Street, the Dow's been doing well. In early trading, it's up about 20 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
The Mexican Attorney General's office confirms more bodies have been found at a clandestine drug cartel dumping ground.
Officials confirm that nine more corpses have been unearthed in ditches at a remote area bordering the western Mexican states of Jalisco and Michoacán. That now brings the body count to 48 discovered at this site. Yet the remains of two police agents who disappeared on November the 3rd from the town of Vista Hermosa in Michoacán have not been found. Investigators were led to this body disposal area of organized crime from information provided by 25 arrested police officers who were accused of collaborating with drug cartels in return for alleged payoffs. For SRN News, James Blair's reporting.
Syrian State TV says a suicide car bombing outside a bus station near Damascus has killed at least 15 people. The report says more than 30 others were wounded in the attack. It happened southwest of the capital city. This is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration is lifting tough restrictions on the diabetes drug Avandia.
Citing recent data suggesting Avandia does not increase the risk of heart attack, the FDA is repealing restrictions that required patients to enroll in a special registry to be eligible to receive the drug. In addition, the drug will be available at most pharmacies. Previously, it was limited to certain registered pharmacies. Now the FDA says a more recent analysis of a key Avandia study shows the risks of heart attack are no greater with Avandia than they are with any other diabetes drug. Avandia, made by GlaxoSmithKline, was once the best-selling diabetes drug in the world.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Ford recalling the Escape small SUV to fix oil and fuel leaks. It can cause fires. A popular SUV has been recalled seven times since it was redesigned and went on sale in the spring of 2012. The first of two recalls announced today affects more than 161,000 Escapes. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. It is a Tuesday, November the 26th. It is a, it's a pre-hump day, as we call pre-hump day. Good morning. How are you? 8:06 in the morning. Carl and DeBott here. Hey, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors. And this, we're going to be talking to Carolyn Cooks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. The Dow Jones this morning is up 17 points at 16,090. The S&P 500 is up a point and a half at 1,803. And the NASDAQ is up 10 points at 4,004. Active stocks today include NVIDIA up 23 cents at 1574. And Camtek is up $1.73 at $6.29. Local stocks include Pepsi down 68 cents at $84.70. PG&E is down 26 cents at $40.31. Turning to the bond market, we find the 30-year bond is yielding 3.799% and the 10-year bond is yielding 2.711%. Gold is up $3.70 at $1,245.30. Silver is up 4 cents at $19.97, and oil is up 9 cents at $94.17. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Carolyn, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, 9:05, right here on KCNR. Hey, you know, the thing about our Wells Fargo Advisors is that they are your neighbors. They're not somebody that you call with an 800 number that is from another land far, far away. These are people that are looking at what's happening in our stock market and saying that this is our best advice. This is what we've been doing. This is what we've been following. We're professionals in this. This is the Wells Fargo Advisor team that we work with. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561.
Currently 8:07 on this beautiful day on the 26th of November, a few days before Thanksgiving. Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 62. Ooh, partly cloudy tonight with 43. And throughout the week, our forecast looks Wednesday, Thanksgiving Day, Friday, and Saturday, all mostly sunny with temperatures. Thanksgiving is actually the warmest day as far as our forecast is 67, and our lows, again, are down in the 40s. So the weather is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck Kinney and his family have owned this business, locally owned again, in Veterans and Senior Discounts, where our friends are our warm customers. That is their slogan. Give them a call. 547-3943.
All right. Our guest today, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is we do our, as part of what we do in our community is also keep people informed about what's going on. And it's something that's a large part of the community, of course, is animals. And what's happening to our animals, our furry friends. Every Friday we have our pet of the week. And last Friday we had a first.
You did.
Mark sent a
pot belly,
4-month-old pot belly pig that was spoiled already by Spencer.
Oh.
When Spencer put the pig on the ground, you'd hear these little.
Did not want, and had separation anxiety.
He would have to pick it up and hold it, and the pig would snuggle. Mm. You still have the pig?
Yeah.
I just sent a text to the adoption manager to find out if he was adopted, because I know we were getting calls Friday. But I have to tell you that Spencer and one of the other employees came up to me on Thursday and said, hey, we want to take the pig and do this as the pet of the week. And the first thing I said was, man, I want to be there to see Carl's face. And then I laughed. And I said, well, wait a minute. Is this pig going to be okay in there? And they said, yeah, we've really been working with Weller. And I said, okay. I said, I think it's a great idea. So, yeah.
Had a little harness, yeah, on it to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they kept him over in the adoption center, and they're keeping him over there, and they were walking around, and they gave him a bath, and he didn't really care for the bath. But, he's pretty cute. And, so we had a lot of calls, but I'm not sure if he was adopted.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
We have a photo of him on the website.
If we had property, we're downtown. So I know me, I grew up on a mini ranch. So if we had property, I would have Wilbur. I would do the chickens and the hens, and I probably have several of your, probably every one of your adopted dogs.
At least
that have come in here we would want to adopt.
So when are you guys moving?
Hey, yeah, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Mark Story, this Haven Humane. We want to talk about a lot of things that are going on here. And, this time of the year, is going to be, good or bad, I think, for our animal friends. But we want to talk about that when we get back. Okay. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin, so give us a call right away.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
What a big hit.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460A, this is your talk station. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, and it's 37 degrees. Is your heater working? Haven't we been talking about this all summer and spring about making sure it was working? And now maybe that cold air is seeping out. Why don't you give Martin and his people a call at 221-2642. I'm telling you what, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. They'll get out there, make sure everything is running. Make sure everything is running absolutely perfect. Alliance Heated and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, or again, give them a call at 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Mark Story from, CEO of Haven Humane. What's the latest now?
Well, we've got a bunch of stuff coming up. It's been kind of, par for the course right now. We're busy. We're taking in a lot of animals, but we have been adopting out quite a few animals too, which is good.
Well, now you've got a Black Friday adoption event. We know that, Black Friday is getting a blur now, but Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, which is so cool because a lot of family comes together during this time. And what better time to go pick out a pet together when you have that time off? So tell us about what's happening on that day.
Yeah, we want people to grow their family a little bit, add some four-legged family members. So on Black Friday, we're going to have 50% off for all of our dogs and cats, and any animals, actually, for that matter, because we still have the pigs and the horses and sheep. And then any animals that are black, in honor of Black Friday, will be 75% off. And black animals actually are a little bit more difficult to find homes for.
Isn't that weird?
I'm not really sure why.
Isn't that weird?
No, I can't figure it out. I mean, I think you guys met my black lab, I think.
We've had black dogs before.
Yeah, they're great.
I think maybe it's a cat thing, or maybe they just look blacker, the black dogs, or.
Look meaner?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Well, I've heard a bunch of different guesses, which is pretty much all they are, and one of them is that, in the kennels, sometimes they just kind of pass them up because they're darker and they kind of blend in and they just go to the next one.
Okay.
So that's kind of reasonable, I guess, but, I'm not really sure. I mean, I have two black dogs at home right now and they're great. I mean, the color of their fur doesn't mean anything to their personality whatsoever.
No,
so.
And you know what? Nor does it ever.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it, just in case anybody's concerned about it, you can get in. It sounds like a whole day and a half worth of shopping before we open. So we're going to open at 11 a.m. on Friday, which is our normal time. So at the very worst case, you can go to the midnight openings and get 11 hours of solid shopping and get the beds and the toys and everything else.
Get there at 11 o'clock, shop all night, and on your way home, leave that little spot open there as you come through there and pick up a litter of puppies.
Mm. Yeah, and you might want to come early because we open at 11. We already have people sleeping out front with their sleeping bags and stuff. I'm totally joking.
So let's talk about what you have.
And there's people shoving in line and pushing, saying, I was here. And then there's that little kid up against the wall going, open, open, open. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. I want Fido. Yeah.
I like how you're saying, though, one of the highlights is if you're considering giving a puppy or a dog for Christmas, consider doing a voucher or an adoption voucher. That way somebody can come and really take time before it's just a quick, you know, like a thought, like I'm going to get that dog and I'm going to put it in a box and put it under your tree.
Yeah, I mean, giving a puppy or a kitten to somebody as a gift is a good idea, but it needs to be well thought out. First of all, they need to really understand what they're getting into when they get a kitten or a puppy or a dog or a cat for that matter. And they really need to think about that beforehand. The other thing is, you know, I might bond with the dog and Carl, it may not like Carl at all, you know.
Hard to believe.
So, right. I know. I'm like
you.
A stretch. Yeah, it's got some serious issues, and then I get it. You know, by getting these gift certificates and giving them, they can go in and they can find that animal that connects with them. And it may not happen on the first visit. It may take two or three visits before they find that perfect animal that's going to be a forever home.
You know, you're extremely lucky if you can actually find the right fit the first time.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, it may be just like, oh, yes, this is it, like we did. We were extremely lucky or fortunate, and we picked up Elk Killer, that it just worked that day. But there's other times is you can look for months and not see an animal. But then there it is. So I think the idea of the voucher is a great idea.
Yeah, so they can really take a look at that. And, I encourage people to do that. It just makes more sense, and it gives us a better chance at a forever home, which is what we want. Because too often this time of year and during the holidays, people will adopt this cute little puppy. Then they'll come home, and then they'll realize that, yeah, it's cute, but it's still a puppy. And they don't understand that, you know, they have to put up with that and they have to deal with the potty training and everything else. And then.
And they poop. Let's just face facts. They poop where you don't want them to poop.
And 3-4 weeks later.
And that's part of having a puppy.
Yep. And 3-4 weeks later, we get it back. And, so we want to avoid that.
Carl's been pretty good though. He was.
What,
he
I don't was, poop where
he
I'm
was
not supposed
patient
to?
With, Snooki when she was a puppy. And you know, one of the things that we learned through puppy training is that, puppies, it takes a while before they really, where their innards, or get developed where they can really hold it. I mean, you can't get mad at them because they're trying to do their best. They want to please you, but every now and then they have a mess. So you have to have the patience with that. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about kennel sponsorship gifts with our guest Mark Story from Haven Humane. We'll be right back.
Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an iCar Gold shop for 20 years, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Just nominated for the Chamber's Hall of Excellence Award, Miller Collision Center is located south of Highway 44 on Airport Road, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop by Miller Collision Center at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
We are Siamese, if you please. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
We are Siamese, if you don't please. Now we're looking over our new Dhamma style. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bad Bob, you're so good.
Now, what's that from that? Again?
How do you do? That's from Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, just wanted to, you know.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike Huber and his team over there, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and of course, that lucky smoker, which could be used on Thanksgiving Day. And I mean, you need that extra spot. You've got turkeys going, you got hams going. You go, well, what can we do with this? Put it out on the Lucky Smoker. You know what? This smoker will last, you know, but 250, 300 degrees for hours with just a little bit of that wood charcoal, lump charcoal. 241-7866. Look at his website, Estate Granite. Give him a call, 241-7866.
Is that like Lickety Split?
Lickety Split is, well, that was another,
I know, but Lickety Split. Hey, our guest this morning.
Fast. Lickety Split. Yeah. How did that?
I don't know. I guess it was the roaster and Lickety because of the turkey and Split because of the spit. I don't know. It's weird. Mark Story is our guest from Haven Humane. We were talking about Thanksgiving, and before we go into this next subject, Thanksgiving dinner. Dogs can be mischievous, as we know. How many times have you seen them steal the carcass or steal the food? You're kind of looking around and they got the big eye and you're wondering where the, where is my filet mignon? What happened to my chicken? Yeah. And they get into the trash after the turkey carcass. I don't know what it is. They can't help that. But dogs should never be given cooked bones because they splinter and can lodge into the intestinal walls and cause injury or death. So don't do what the old folks did with throwing the carcass out in the field and letting the animals have it. Be careful also of tinsel and electrical wires on your Christmas tree, which some of us put up on the weekend of Thanksgiving, which are hazardous to animals.
Who has not seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when the cat bit into the Christmas tree wires and got hit with 843 million volts of electricity when Griswold turned on the lights.
If that cat had 9 lives, he'd just use them all.
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
Okay, this is okay. All right. We shouldn't be laughing about that. It was funny.
But it is serious where cats and dogs can get into the tinsel and into the lights. You really need to watch it. I know with us, you know, we got a bunch of dogs. We really have to put stuff up higher so they can't get it. So
a lot of times what they'll do is as they go by, they can just brush it first of all and knock it off. And now you've got something on the ground that they're looking at. They want to play. And I've seen cats knock, slap the little ornaments off trees because it's something that's moving and they like to play like that. Yeah. And then eating all the stuff that, you know, a dog will, most dogs will eat anything. that's put in front of it that's not chewing on them first.
Yep, absolutely.
And that, you know, so the thing about, I've seen it happen, you know, and then they'll chew through a chicken carcass or a turkey carcass, and you think it's safe. No. If there's a way of getting into it, then, you know, then of course the old, everybody wants to feed the puppy on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And it's just not a good idea. I mean, table scraps in general aren't necessarily a good idea depending on what it is. So, as Linda looks at Carl and, and when,
I like
you know,
to think of it as share.
Really need to think about what you're giving your animals, because what may be good for us may not be good at all for them. So just keep an eye on them.
Well, you know, things like, you know, chocolate.
Yeah, that's not
almonds.
Mm.
Onions, garlic. I've heard all of those things.
Grapes
yeah, are bad for the dogs.
Yeah, we had our little guy kind of had a scare on Sunday. He turned out we think he had a seizure, but he came in and he was kind of doing some funky stuff, and so I was really concerned that we were going to take an emergency, but he kind of came out of it, and so I took him to the clinic and had blood work done, and he's doing fine. But, you know, immediately I thought, okay, what did he get into? Because he's one of those ones that goes and gets into everything. He's a little dachshund, and we went and looked, and of course it turned out that he didn't get into anything. He actually had a seizure, but, you know, I was concerned about it. You know, okay, what did he get into? Immediately that's what I thought.
Like if you are on any kind of medication and you drop one on the floor, and that can happen without you even realizing it, or even a vitamin.
Yeah, I mean, anything like that can really hurt them, and so you really got to keep a good eye on them, because they don't know what it is, and they're going to eat it.
Was he signed up for the Affordable Care Act?
He was told that he could keep his vet, period, and he's having a hard time holding him to that, so I don't really know.
That he could keep the vet.
Uh-huh.
Period to keep the vet,
period.
And then in the health plan that the puppy had before, you know, read my lips. You can keep your health plan and your vet.
I before he had the seizure, he was online trying to sign up for something, and I'm not really sure if it was associated with it, but it may have been.
So it may have something to do with the fact that being, you know, when the website goes on hold, it has a spinning circle in the middle of it. Did you know that?
That could have put
you know what? Dog could have been, you know, the puppy could have been looking at that spinning circle. But first of all, here's another thing is, didn't you notice it when the dog was sitting in front of the computer for an hour and a half looking at the screen while he was watching it? I mean,
he's kind of neurotic, so with him sitting still that long would have definitely tipped me off.
Well, okay. So if you've got something out there for everybody, if you're afraid about losing your vet, find out which part of the administration is taking care of this.
But it was scary when he did that. And initially, I was concerned that he did eat something. And luckily, luckily he didn't eat anything. And it wasn't that, but he did have a seizure. So now we get to watch him. Mm. So we're hoping he's going to be okay.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break here and we're going to come back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest. I want to take a look at what's it look like. You know, what kind of years have been here so far? And what are we looking at here in the next coming year? I mean, we've had some really great triumphs here, at Haven Humane, and we've had some tragedies that you all helped with, you know, in the fires. But what are we looking at for next year? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Championship football is on KCNR 1460 this Saturday night. It's the West Valley Eagles hosting the Central Valley Falcons in the Northern Section Division II Championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Abrea, and my broadcast colleague, Denny Brugman, at 6:30 for pregame with kickoff at 7 live from the pasture in Cottonwood. Valley Bowl Part 2, West Valley and Central Valley, Saturday night right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thanksgiving week. Today, of course, November the 26th. 8:33 in the morning. It's a great, you know what? It's 40 degrees, but what's, you know, today looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to have a high of 62 with partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 43. So if you look at all the little microclimates around town, we have anywhere from 33 to 39. 40 is about an average. Partly sunny tomorrow with temperatures around 62. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with 45. And the forecast for the whole week into the weekend, beautiful sunny days. The highest temperature we have is on Thanksgiving Day, according to our forecast, which will be 67, and our lows will be in the 40s. The weather, of course, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Our friends down there, 547-3943. Give them a call. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
Where they cut all your hairs.
They cut all of them. And they, you know what? They don't just charge you per hair. It's just one kind of a group price for all the hair. And a beard.
And they shave your neck.
It's a group price for your beard too. And I'm not sure, but if you brought your dog in. No, I'm pretty sure they won't.
Don't even go there.
But
you could put your dogs up.
I tell you what, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, our friends over there. Wishing them a happy Thanksgiving in case I don't see them before then. Our guest, Mark Story. He's the CEO of Haven Humane. A lot of success stories this year.
Absolutely.
A lot of tragedy in the sense of the fires that y'all were out there, you know, fighting for the animals' lives. What would you say was the biggest thing this year?
The biggest thing. Wow, there's been so many things.
I mean, you've had a lot of accomplishments, but.
I think the Clover Fire was probably the biggest thing as far as impact. We brought 104 animals to the shelter, and then we sheltered in place and provided food and water for probably about 200 more over the course of that week.
Wow.
And to be able to help the community like that, I think, was probably our biggest accomplishment. There's been a lot of things throughout the year as well where we've been able to help out, but I think that was probably the most important and the biggest way for us to help the community as far as that goes.
Well, I'm thinking now with our holiday, okay, we have lots of family, if we're at home and we're entertaining, it's party season, it's holiday season, it's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So when people come, they don't realize that the door should be closed. They forget because maybe they don't have a pet. So I'm wondering if you see an influx of dogs that are out calling to find your dog. And that's why we wanted to also on the list of highlights during the holiday season is the microchip reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, any holiday period, we're going to have an influx of animals coming out that, you know, Uncle Joe let the dog out and left the gate open. You know, oh. Don't know what happened. So if they're microchipped, then what happens is our officers pick it up and they check the microchip right away. They'll call the company and hopefully they're going to return it to you before they even end up at the shelter at all.
Because your officers out there can check the microchip.
Yes, they have microchip.
And it'll pop out with their address, readers, right?
It won't pop out with their address. It pops up with the microchip number and then we call the company and we will get the address or phone number and call.
Okay.
So it's really important two things. One, microchipping is important, and two, keeping it up to date is important, because if you don't change that number when you move and change or change your address, then it doesn't really matter.
And then I guess that brings to my mind and our mind that our elk killer is going on 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And so when she was a puppy, when she was fixed, she was also microchipped. But I don't know. I haven't updated it. Is it still good?
Have you moved since?
No.
No, then it's still fine.
Okay.
Is it, I mean, once it's in, it's in?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to pay like a yearly update?
No, it's going to read it. They offer different services with it, which are, cost more, but most of the microchip companies, once they're registered, they might send you something for extra stuff. And there's a bunch of extra services that they do provide that would cost an annual fee. But once it's registered, that number will read and we'll be able to get the last address. Now they may charge you if you move and change it at some point.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cause they have to do something in there. Can this chip be read by, say, a reader that's in, like when you walk into a mall? You know, and it can tell if you're taking something out of there.
That's why they have that electronic thing
there.
RFID,
Could they read one of those chips if you're coming in?
The effective distance for the reader is about 6 to 8 inches, mm-hmm. as I understand the microchip, because they are extremely tiny and there's an extremely small radiating surface. Very unlikely without some NSA level equipment that it could be read for more than a foot or so.
You know where
away.
I'm going with this,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, okay. They track you with your dog.
When that time when they finally convince you is to make sure your child's okay, we microchip your child. That's where I was going. But it's got nothing to do with the animals right now. How much does it cost to get your pet microchip?
Microchips can be purchased at Haven for $28.
Okay.
But you can also go to your vet and you can get it. And that kind of leads me to vaccinations too. Right now is a good time of year to make sure that your dogs are vaccinated and your cats are vaccinated. Whenever the rains come, we see an increase in parvo because it kind of just brings it up out of the soil. And so if your dogs aren't current on their vaccinations, now would be a good time to go get that.
Oh, that is a helpful hint of the day, because we go up to the doggy park and, you know, somebody said, well, I don't know if I want to take my dog up to the doggy park because aren't they going to catch this and this? And I said, well, that's kind of like not letting your kids play at the playground. You know, if you have your dogs inoculated or whatever, what's it called? Vaccinated.
Yeah.
Then, you know, or kids inoculate or
vaccinated.
Yeah. So they should be, their immunity should be, or immune system should be built up with those vaccinations. That's why you do it. But that brings to, like, if you're on the border.
Booster shots.
The booster shots. If you're on the border, which, you know, of course it hits home because I think Snooki's on the border of, getting the booster shot, like maybe this month or 2 months from now. But that's interesting about it coming, seeping up through the soil.
Yeah, because parvo will stay in the ground for years and years. So whenever we get the rains, we just see an increase in it, and we think it's just, you know, it's just kind of resurfacing from the rains. So definitely get them checked out. And also it's usually if your booster shots are due, then it's time for just a checkup with your vet. So it's a good time of year for that. Plus we're going into the cold season, so. You know, lots of things to think about with the cold. You know, we talked about not leaving your dog in the car during the hot season. It's just as important that you don't leave him in the cold and you don't leave him outside in the cold. I mean, if you got a St. Bernard and it's outside in the cold, that's one thing. If you got a little Chihuahua and it's sitting outside in the cold, that's a completely different thing. The thing doesn't have a fur for that.
I've been watching, some of the, one of the reality shows, but they're up in Alaska and they've got like 20 dogs that they use in the contest, Iditarod.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got them in, it looks like just a wooden, it's a wooden dog house that, it's not large, that they can get inside there. And it appears that these dogs are fine in there with the wind blowing like this and everything. Is a small shelter then something that, will the dog itself be able to use that in such a way it protects them under really, really bad weather, or is it something, does it need more?
It depends on the dog. I mean, you're talking about Huskies, which are built for the freezing Arctic. Yeah. You know, again, if you have a Chihuahua and you put them in those conditions, it's going to freeze to death. So it's really going to depend on the dog. But you want some kind of structure, some kind of safety for them, some kind of warmth for them. You know, if they're not in the house, then a dog house with some blankets and stuff will help out immensely. But anything to get them out of the weather will definitely help out.
Bob, you were going to say something?
Most of these breeds, if they're in a dry spot, they can generate enough heat to keep themselves, especially if it's a confined area. They generate enough heat to protect themselves. Is when they get wet that they get in trouble.
Well, the other thing too, I know on horses, is that as long as they've got something they can munch on, you know, if you've got some hay there in front of them, that they can be in nasty weather, because that the foraging there means then they've got the food to generate the heat. So that's the other big thing. So yeah, with this weather coming on like this, and this is kind of, you know, this is really nice weather, that one night we get a bad night, you've got the dog outside, it could be it could have severe impact on it. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Mark Story is our guest, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're finding out what's going to be happening this year. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. Yeah, we're, you know, every one of our bump songs, thanks to bump music, thanks to Bad Bob, has got something to do with animals. And I, you know what? And the one from Lady and the Tramp about the Siamese Cats was the best. Okay.
And if we like the domicile, we'll stay a while.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a long while. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. They, you know, Mount Shasta Springwater, a local company, their springs are at the base of Mount Shasta. And clean, protected, and it's just great water. Give them a call at 800-922-6227 or visit their website, MountShastaSpringwater.com. I just got a link there, Bob. You need to take a look at it, in the chat room there. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is our guest. And, volunteerism. There's going to be a dog orientation or an animal orientation, dog training orientation with Woody next week.
Yeah, that'll be December 4th from 5:30 to 7:30 at Haven. And, that's a human training portion. So no dogs come to that training. And basically he gives an orientation of what clicker training is all about and positive training and kind of just introduces it so that if you're interested in it, then you can see if it's something that'll work for you and your dog, which I'm confident it will. The clicker training is great. Then, okay.
We're playing that because, on our chat pack, they were saying they couldn't hear.
One person
some
said
of the
they
streaming.
Couldn't hear it.
Yeah, so we're just letting you know that it's, we're getting it live here through our computer. Sorry to interrupt you, Mark. So
no worries.
You know how it is, all these operations going on.
Clicker training. You know, when we first got Elk Killer, we started to learn about clicker training. Unfortunately, she could not click it to the point where it was steady and rhythmic that it would make me react.
Do you get up and take her out in the mornings?
I do.
Then it worked.
Oh.
Then she clicker trained you.
She
realized that the clicker wasn't working, so she went to another mouth.
She goes to the moan, whine, and lick your face.
But it works.
It absolutely works. And now she's gotten to the point where she actually barks. And I'll wander through the house, so I see her standing there at the door.
Training is complete.
Oh, yeah.
The training is complete.
Yeah. Dogs need to be trained.
Dogs need a job.
They need a job. Yep. Okay.
And that's what the training provides. Dogs need to be stimulated, and they need to have something to do, whether it's just walking daily, whether it's going out and picking up the newspaper. I don't know if any of you are doing that anymore, but, whatever it is, whether it's playing ball in the backyard, they need a job and they look forward to that. So when you clicker train, and they do neat little tricks, that's fun for them. That is a job for them and they really enjoy that. And, so it's not work for them. It's fun for them, even though people will see it and think that it's work for them. It's not.
Well, can a dog actually tell a difference on different days? And the reason I'm asking this is that, Monday through Friday, we have a real routine. You know, we get up at 5, you know, getting ready. Come on, we come into here. The dog is taken out in the morning. The dog at a certain time goes into another room, just sits there knowing that we're leaving. On Saturdays and Sundays, because we don't get up in zero dark 30, we're laying in bed a little bit longer, that she then starts this concerted effort to get us to take her to the dog park. I mean, it is the same Saturday and Sunday. She just goes into this. She goes into something where she's acting completely different. And, is this it? Is this something that we've trained her to do then at a certain point?
She's got you trained. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can definitely tell when.
I know they can't tell a difference between a day and another
day.
But they can tell differences in activity though, probably.
Correct. Yeah. And they can tell that the routine is different. You know, they know that, hey, they're sleeping in. So apparently they're not leaving. So it's a good day for me to go to the dog park. You know, and they don't necessarily know that it's Saturday or it's Wednesday or it's Thursday, but they know that, okay, it doesn't look like he's going to work. Let's go to the dog park. So, yeah, they can tell that.
Oh, she just, I mean, it's just, and it's absolutely funny. I mean, the way she acts because, you know, with the extreme excitement to get out of there. So, it's amazing how dogs can pick up on this. Do cats pick up on, human activity like that? Have you ever noticed that?
I'm not a big cat person. I mean, I like cats, don't get me wrong. But I haven't had them enough to know that. We have had cats. And, I think they pick up on it, too. I mean, they can tell when you're going to go out of town, you're in a, you know, going to lounge around. They'll come in and they'll cuddle with you. So I think they can tell. I think they're just a little bit more carefree about it, you know.
A little more aloof.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've had a cat that was very much like a dog. He would play fetch and he would – you know, when it was time to get up, he'd jump in there and try and play, and he was very much like a dog in those regards. But, I think cats can do it. I think anytime you have any relationship with an animal, whether it's a cat, a dog, a horse, a pig, whatever, I think that they, you know, they react to where you're at and they notice that kind of stuff. Absolutely.
Okay. Our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, but we're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about sponsoring gifts, sponsorship gifts, kennel sponsorship gifts, which is a good way to give a great gift to someone in your family, but also to help out down at Haven Humane.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with 2 traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and 3 giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 8:55 in the morning. Good morning. Hey, tomorrow, the day before Thanksgiving, we're going to run open lines. Open lines the
tomorrow?
Day before Thanksgiving. That's
oh,
right.
Okay.
We're going to run open lines so we can catch up on everything. I've just got a list of things here like the Obamacare plan being changed a certain way so that it's after that the huge impact hits the week after the elections next year in 14. How about things that are happening in Sacramento with the bullet train? Oh, that's right. It's no longer faster than a speeding bullet. It's no longer on the tracks. But a lot of other things that are happening and plus things that, topics that you want to talk about. So tomorrow's going to be open line. So if things that you want to talk about from around here, perhaps the $197,000 that was when the Veterans Museum went in to see if that could be made available and it was, of course, voted down. The $197,000, it was, we were led to believe that was going to be in the general fund to pay for, police, fire, infrastructure like this. Is this true or is that money being doled out someplace else to another another non-profit organization? And if so, what's the reasoning behind that? You know, it's just little things like that we want to talk about. But today, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about kennel sponsorship gifts.
And also, Mark, well, let's talk about that for a second. And then at the end, I want to talk to you about a Thanksgiving story.
Okay. So, yeah, we have sponsorship for both the cat condos in the Morgan Adoption Center as well as the dog kennels. I myself got one, and I basically put it in memory of some dogs that were special to our family. And so we have that, and you can give them as gifts. You can get them for yourself. It's $250 for the dog kennels, and it's $150 for the cat condos, and we're going to offer those until they're all taken, and then we're putting up nice plaques that are going to go on each kennel sponsorship. There's going to be one per kennel, and they'll stay there for quite some time, so a few years. So good gift.
I like the idea of a cat condo, Okay, let's change gears here for a minute. Okay, best Thanksgiving story. I'm putting you on the spot here.
Oh, best Thanksgiving story. Wow, I don't know if I have a good Thanksgiving story. You know, after 20 years of being in the Air Force, anytime I'm home with my family is the best Thanksgiving story. So, you know, anytime I'm not on Operation Deny Holiday, I was happy just to be home.
So. Yeah, well, we'll be inviting people to come in with, tomorrow with great stories, but also, on our birthday, on our celebration of our birthday in December, we're going to invite everybody in. That'll be the open line day too, that come on in, have a cup of coffee, a donut or a piece of fruit or something. And, big thing is start bringing in, we want to start filling up our Toys for Tots box. So,
yeah.
Anybody that's listening to us out there, if you're coming by, just drop off a toy right here at KCNR. And it unwrapped, under $10. It's just something that's going to go to the children. So if you're coming by for that, but.
Well, Mark, you know, we want to do a shout out to you, and Virginia and Pat and so many of the, what do you want to call it?
Haven Humane.
Haven Humane, but I'm just talking about the staff that's been there for a long time. So they would be like standing staff. What you guys do, it's hard because you're dealing with little critters that are helpless. And, you know, somebody has to do it, you know, where you have to command the situation and how do we make it better and how do we adopt and how do we make how do we make our community work with these critters? And so we just appreciate you taking the lead in that position as far as CEO and carrying on a wonderful job at Haven Humane.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the support. You guys are a big part of the family as well. And I've got such a great team out there that does such a good job of being the voice for so many animals that don't have a voice. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that through support just like you guys and the donors and everybody
volunteers,
in the community that helps
so many
out.
Volunteers.
So if you want to volunteer, come down. You know, we have volunteer orientations twice a month.
Make a donation, holiday donation.
Yeah. Get a sponsorship.
Get a sponsorship.
And help out. Cause, you know, we want to be there for the next disaster. You know, we want to be ready in case that does happen.
Yeah.
We want to be able to help out.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't want that to happen, obviously, but we want to be there to help out if we can and help out on day-to-day basis. We pulled a dog out of a fire yesterday and helped out. So,
well, you know what? We're in fire country out here. And let's just face it. We are, you know, we've had more fires than we haven't. We've had, you know, since we've lived here, we've had, you know, every summer except maybe one has had a summer of fire. And it's not going to stop. So we have to be able to take care of these animals. And, I know Haven Humane. Okay. You got something right here.
I got one thing really quick. Just got an email from the adoption manager. Wilbur was adopted Saturday. So
Wilbur has been adopted.
Wilbur was adopted.
What a fabulous holiday spirit present.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Good guys got Wilbur. We'll be back tomorrow.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Just in time for one of the busiest travel weeks of the year, a huge storm is making its way up the East Coast, spreading rain, snow, sleet, freezing rain, or a sloppy mix of all of the above. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Cordy says should be a mainly snow event across parts of the Northeast.
That snow will increase as you get across portions of the Northeast, including upper New York State.
The storm is blamed for at least 11 traffic fatalities since it began out west. It's also resulted in hundreds of flight delays and cancellations.
On the way to the airport, we got a text message that said we were going to be 30 minutes delayed. So then I talked to some family, and they said expecting some sleet and snow back home. So looks like that's what we're going to be headed into, unfortunately.
She's in Tampa talking with WFTS-TV, and more of that kind of thing is expected as the storm impacts the busy airports at Washington, Philadelphia, New York, Boston.